Telephone.
Live on the air.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
We're on the air.
We're on the air. I like the one. She sounds like a Mongoloid at gunpoint. I love Roy Gerbil.
I don't even remember what that's from. I think, didn't RTH
make some kind of foreigner or something.
Yeah, I think it was from his show, maybe, that I stole it. Or I don't know. I can't remember.
You can't steal things when you're the boss.
Yeah, I talked to RTH this week, I think. He said he's, like, really wanting to get back into the prank show, and he said starving for action, I think, and work's keeping him busy, and he's going to be back soon. So that'd be kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Saturday nights might be back. I don't know.
I'm talking on his headphones right now. He hooked me up with.
He hooks us all up in some way. Nate, County Kid, he's tuned in. So hi, Nate. He just messaged me to tell me he's listening. He pops up every, you know, year or two just to say hi.
Yeah.
I miss Saturdays with RTH and Wednesdays with Roxy. We need to get the gang back together.
Roxy was talking about, like, trying to do something again sometime soon. She was talking maybe like a Sunday show.
I hope she does, but she's full of crap. She's never going to come back.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
We got to start, because she always does. She does it like every month or two. She's like, hey, guess what? Uh-huh. Things are changing in my life. I'm going to be back soon. But then there's always something else. Stupid Roxy. We should start dedicating the phone shows to harassing her and her boyfriend and cause so much stress between them that they break up.
Oh, I'm done with that.
It's the best idea ever.
Yeah, that's good. I got a lot of fuel to pour on that fire.
Oh, yeah, I remember from DEF CON. Don't start, please.
I'm not gonna, buddy. That's why I specifically said I have a lot of fuel to pour on that fire. Yeah. Although the guy was actually a really nice cat.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. I love her boyfriend. When they break up, I'm taking him. He's mine.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm pretty sure he
Your
swings that way.
Picture from Mount St. Helens was super awesome.
Oh, yeah. Evie's listening. Hi, Evie. Hi, not hey, Brad Evie. And Kuraz and UK Ted and Herbal and Markov. Gotta say hi.
Call in, fuckers.
I think not Brad tried and I just ignored him. I miss, you know who I miss? I miss 420 guy from the
our first with the broad.
Yeah, our very first pizza night. I actually I went through all the pizza calls not too long ago, and you know I made that video on YouTube.
Yeah,
YouTube.com/phonelizers of America, by the way, and you can hear that. Anyway, like I tried to find his number, and it's just not in there. I called him before the show, so it's. His number is not broadcast. So I think he's lost forever. I think he was so fucked up that night that he just...
Well, didn't we have them on video and shit even?
Yeah, they were on video something? Eating their pizza that we pranked them about. And they were
Shouldn't they just be like Skype friends then? Or were they on Tiny Chat?
No, they always called through Google. But I think they were just so baked that they don't remember any of this.
Yeah.
Is my guess, because we haven't heard a thing from them in 3 months.
They're awesome.
And I miss Jen and Slacker. Where the hell's Jen?
I miss Jen, too. I saw she put something on Google Plus like a couple weeks ago. And just a little something.
I miss you most of all, Skunkworks.
Hey, what's up, motherfuckers?
Hey.
It's Skunkworks. What's up, buddy?
Not a hell of a lot. Just got a bit of an early spring break by fiending norovirus.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go, Matt. Thanks a lot. You got him started.
Yeah, you expect I'm just going to fucking drone on for 5 minutes? Really?
Go ahead.
No. My professors have written me up for that, and they're like, that's that motherfucker Skunkworks. He's answering everything in the fucking digital design laboratory. Stop that motherfucker.
I can see that. That sounds like you.
Fuck
yeah, that is actually me. I'm that guy in class all the time.
You're the Hermione of whatever school you go to.
Yeah, exactly.
The one that everybody wants to fuck.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Exactly.
So what's been up with the foam show? I've kind of been off the face of the earth, given I'm on 22 credit hours of engineering courses this semester, because I'm not a motherfucking loser like most of you.
Yeah.
We're phone losers, buddy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I win phones.
You
I
need
just
to
won
start
a phone last night.
You got to listen to the archives. Got to get an iPod or something and listen while you study.
I do have an iPod. I listen to CS lectures because that is how I roll, because I would fail out of MIT otherwise.
Let's start calling all
the... Why do you always try so hard? All the... Just be likable, man. Where's that friendly skunk works? I met at DEF CON.
Because I like being a fucking asshole, dude. That's how I roll.
Are you going to Hope Skunk Works? I think you said you are, right?
Possibly. I don't know. Yeah. I've actually got a bit of an internship as a pen tester this summer. I can't really say where, but I do. And, yeah, might kind of conflict with things.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm making it either, but I'll try my best.
Yeah, then I'm going to be Skunk Works Lead's professional hacker.
Yep.
I'm just going to introduce myself like that to people on the street. Hi, name's Skunk Works Leaks. I'm a professional hacker. Pleased to meet you.
You got to say Hacksor. Say Hacksor, not hacker.
Hacksor.
That's better.
Yeah. Skunk Works Leaks here. I'm a professional Hacksor. Am I a Beav assistant?
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like it.
Yep. I should seriously just do all my social engineering calls from around me and be like, this is Skunk Works Leaks calling from the Department of Social Engineering. Don't worry, I'm a certified professional hacker now. What's your social security number, name, date of birth, credit card number, and CVV code?
Well, I'm glad you called in Skunk Works, and I actually am enjoying this call, so I think it's best to end it on a high note and let you go now.
Well, certainly then. Fuck you, motherfucker. Catch you later.
Love you, buddy.
That was nice.
Skunk Works is pretty likable.
Hi, Evie.
What's up, Evie?
Like it.
All right. Evie's got lots of background noise. Figure that out, Evie, and stuff. So I want people to call in tonight because I don't really have anything planned, as usual. Okay, hold on. Evie's calling again. Evie.
What happened?
Hey. You sound horrible, so I'm not going to keep you on very long, but do you have anything amazing to say?
Is it really bad?
It's not bad now.
It was before. Oh. It was all echoey.
Quit trying to make her feel better. It sounds awful. There's all kinds of background noise.
I don't even have anything on in the background.
It's just, you know, room noise, like fans
that
or whatever.
Means she's naked.
Yeah.
Yep. On tinychat.com/cactuscactus, Evie is naked on camera.
Oh, yeah. Don't miss out.
Except for that shirt thing.
It's an apron.
They call us Mr.
Of course it is, because you're
Mrs. Slippy Fist.
I was grilling meat on the grill.
I bet you were.
Big slabs of it.
Are you cooking peoples again?
No, zucchinis, though.
Zucchinis. That's not meat.
No, zucchini and meat. It was a zucchini meat fest.
Hey, Evie, I want to tell people to call in, and I need to know what you think of this, so listen to this. This is from Tristan, by the way. He's been making amazing things for us and Madhouse constantly.
Hello, everyone in Radioland. This is Homer J. Simpson, and I'm about to call into the phone show on 505-796-4020 to talk to Brad. Oh, my fingers are too fat to dial. Luckily, I've got Matt Hillick's mom on speed dial.
Hillick.
Matt Hillick's mom.
Oh. Yep, that was it.
That was
I love
beautiful.
It.
You approve, Evie?
Hillick.
Mm-hmm.
You like the Matt Hillick thing?
Everybody, no, that was great.
I did this one radio drop back when it was me and Lanier and Spessa, and the guy's like... it's the phone show with RBCP, Lanier, and Spisa.
Oh, jeez.
I had to write him back, because I clearly wrote how to pronounce him in the email.
He did a little, like, punctuations or whatever.
Yeah, phonetically. Hey, UK Ted.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Great.
Hey, Matt.
Hi.
Sorry, my cam's not working, so probably none of you guys are.
We don't want to be on cam. This is an audio show, goddammit.
Okay. Yeah. I've restarted four times trying to get that bitch to work.
It's Cacti Radio, not Cacti TV. Get it right, Matt.
Yep, that's okay. Later.
Okay.
Take that, Matt.
I'll take it. Okay. I don't want no trouble.
Don't be upset, Matt.
I've been sick.
Okay, let's take a quick break and organize things and hang up on everyone.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say, oh, you're breaking up on me. Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station. Tonight I'm not taking no calls, cause I'll be dead today.
You're on the air, Gregulate.
Oh, we're back?
Yeah, just for you, and then we're going out there. So
I just wanted to see if anybody else agreed that we should get UK Ted banned from the Tiny
Nope.
Chat.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Let's just ban him.
Ban him.
No.
Why do you want to?
Awesome.
Can you tell us why you want to ban UK Ted? I heard there was drama with Carlito or something. Is that what this is about?
No, I was just joking. I love UK Ted. It was just because it was reference to a joke how he got banned from Carlito's chat.
Yeah. I've been IRC missing channel. Carlito lately. I haven't listened to his show live in 3 weeks, but I listened to his podcast last night, and it was good stuff.
Yeah, he's been good. I've been listening, but only for like the first half, and then I just go
to bed. He was good on the pizza call with the high crime area.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
972, is this Roxy?
Nope.
Roxy.
Hello?
Roxy, hey.
Oh, hi, Brad.
Hi.
Roxy. Hey, sweetheart. How are you?
Can we have our sex chat right now?
No, it's phone show time. Sorry.
Oh, you guys crap. I called you late again.
You can talk sexy with your old friend, Matt Hillock.
I meant to call you like 2 hours ago, baby. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Next, or tomorrow, you know, whatever.
That's gross, guys.
Yeah, we'll fix that during the next show tomorrow.
Maybe just put some sand in your vagina and go to sleep.
Yeah, take that.
Sounds like a good plan.
Roxy, do you want to, like, I don't know, you sound kind of, like, cell phony right now, but do you want to try and call a car ding or something? Roxy?
A car ding?
Hi, Roxy.
What?
Do you want to call a car ding victim? There's one left.
Oh, yes. A car ding.
Yeah, yeah.
Victim, yes.
But crap.
And you
don't
put a note on there as well?
Hold on. Something's wrong here.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is terrible.
Hi, Roxy.
Hi.
How are you, kiddo? Oh, I've had like a terrible cough for like 4 or 5 days. I hope you didn't give it to me at the
I had this one for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Well, I took my antibiotics and the cough stayed.
Yeah.
Everything else was fine, just the cough.
Here's the voicemail.
Okay.
Yeah, Roy. Well, apparently you dinged my car or something. I was just wondering if you could call me back so we can, you know, get all of that under control, because I'm just kind of confused. So, yeah, hit me back.
Oh, she sounds priceless.
Could you hear her, Roxy?
Get this under control.
Yeah, I can hear her. Wow.
Do you want to be Roy's husband or whatever?
Wife.
Yeah.
Wife? Yeah.
I'm Roy's wife.
It's saying call dropped. Here, let me call you back. God, Roxy calls in and everything just goes to shit. Okay. Hold on.
Maybe that's a fake number.
Yeah, she sounded like she could be fake, but who knows?
Yeah, it almost was too good.
Okay, Roxy, I'm calling her right now.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hang up on you for real.
Oh.
Because this isn't a goddamn conference. Quit thinking it is. I don't know her name.
Hello, this is Jada. Sorry, I can't reach you right.
Her name's Jada. I'm going to try,
okay.
try again.
Apparently her name is Jada.
Jada. It's a very porn sounding name.
Just like that Hello? One last week. What was the girl's name?
Hello? Hello? Is this Jada? Yeah. Oh, hey, this is Stacy. Hi. Hey, did you call my husband Roy for some reason? No. You didn't call my husband Roy and leave a long voicemail? No. Are you sure? Because he told me that some chick is calling him about a car thing. No. Did somebody hit your car and leave a note? No, I don't even have a car. What do you have? What? Do you have a bike or a scooter? No, I ride the bus. You ride the bus? Yeah. I think he hit your bus today. And left you a note? What? He hit your bus today and left you a note. I don't think so. This is Jada, right? Yeah. Also known as Gata. What? Hang on. Roy, do you know anything about this?
Yeah, she left a note on my car and said that I dinged it.
Oh, she left a note on your car?
No, I left a note on her car. Like
she has a bus.
Did I hit your bus, Jada?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Why'd you call me then?
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Here, I'll play the voicemail. And then you'll believe me. I think you were just drunk or something when you left it.
I think you're lying right now. Roy. Well, apparently you dinged my car or something. So I was just wondering if you could call me back so we can, you know, get all of that under control because I'm just kind of confused. So, yeah, hit me back.
See, you were confused then just like you're confused now.
Yeah, no, that was one of my signs playing a prank, I guess.
Really?
I don't know.
Wait. Which friend was it, and what's her phone number? And we'll call her and fuck with her. How's that?
I'm not going to give you that information.
No, I'm with the corporate
what's
office.
What's her name?
I need that information immediately, or you're fired.
What?
I'm calling from the corporate office.
Well, good for you.
And I need your friend's phone number?
No, just tell us her name. That's all we need. We don't need her number. I can't tell you her name because she's a minor. Because she doesn't exist.
We don't care about that.
Hubba hubba.
Even better.
She does exist and she's a minor, and I'm not about to give that information away because, first off, it's not the same.
I like women that work underground.
Is there a law about not being able to give out names of minors? Because it's not a law, but I mean, it's not a law, it's an ethics thing.
Yeah, but when those Chileans were caught in the mine, all their names are out.
We're creepy old internet.
They were under the ground for like 2 weeks.
We're creepy old internet men.
What do ethnics have to do with this? I don't care if you're black or white. It's not I said ethics, as in like morals.
Stop being racist, ma'am.
Racist.
Stop. This is a family show.
Well, that's actually quite funny. But okay. This has nothing to do with ethnics, okay?
Mammy, you're fired.
All right. If you can just let yourself out and leave.
So what's the little piece of Trim's name?
Do you have anything to say to the listeners before I hang up on you?
Okay, I'm not telling you the name, and you can hang up on the phone. By the way, we need you to sign release if you could give us your full name and your social security number.
We could call her back and say that. I just hung up on her. That was somewhat abusive.
That was weird.
Yeah, like, yeah, somebody just set her up.
Yeah, somebody set you up, Brad.
God damn it.
Set her up.
People, quit setting me up. miners are watching my video and setting people up.
God. It's probably those giggly teenagers.
You got pranked.
It's probably the giggly teenage girls, dude.
Yeah, let's call our correspondents the giggly teenage girls from Florida.
Yeah. The like prankster them. Got pranked.
I got this cool voicemail also. I may as well play it.
Hey, Roy, this is Rappy. I'm just praising with Jay, and you just decided to shout out to the R. Hope you're doing good. Hope you're not praising with D. And just hope your dick is long and strong and ready for action. All right, God bless you. Goodbye.
Fucking dude, core, motherfucker.
All right, bye, Roxy. Thanks for calling in.
Why?
Because I'm thanking you, because I'm a nice person, goddammit.
No.
Wow. That almost sounded like somebody drowning. No.
It reminded me of Christmas of 1996.
It was a rough time.
Speaking of minors, there's a thing in the
she
news...
Did. That lady didn't get my joke at all about minors.
Yeah, she didn't get anything. She sounded just as confused and dumb as the girl that left the message.
Yeah. Speaking of minors, what?
Well, now I can't say it because...
this kid.
Hi, Coleman.
I dumped him the other day.
Do we hate you, Coleman?
I think Matt does.
Oh. I don't hate
I don't
you.
Think I hate you. But I did definitely delete you.
I was wondering if you guys wanted a number to call.
You could message it to me, maybe, and I might call it. What do you think this is, a prank show?
Well, I thought so. Okay, I'll just type it. You want me to just type it in the chat?
Do you want me to call it and you can just talk to him?
Oh, yeah, that works.
Okay.
Oh, I'll try, I guess.
Okay, well, tell me the number. It's fine.
Okay.
Everyone's going to have it on the air, though. And I
hope just type it.
I hope it's a minor.
Type it in.
It's extra illegal.
A minor.
According to that lady.
What are you saying about minors, by the way, Brent?
Oh, is,
what?
As a news thing.
Don't worry, I'll be off in a minute.
Love it.
A 15-year-old girl texted, "I hid the body, now what?" to a random phone number as a prank. And
yeah.
Guess who the number was? Take one guess.
Yours?
No, it was a cop.
Oh, nice.
So the cop traced the number and showed up at her house, and I thought that was kind of funny.
You gotta put a plus one in front of it, kid.
Oh, no, it's okay. I got it. I'm really, really sober tonight, so.
Oh, Jesus, that sucks.
Stuff's easy. Okay, it's all you, Coleman.
Waffle House on Harris. This is Waffle House. Can I help you?
This is Kevin Coleman from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to do a random customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that'd be great if I could just talk to that customer. We're just supposed to do a survey once a week.
All right, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Would you guys be willing to do a survey for our culprit?
Lulz.
Shh. Hi.
We're doing a random customer survey, Coleman.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, you can talk to the customer. She's going to put a customer on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, sir. I was just doing a customer survey. I was wondering how you're enjoying your food tonight.
Quite well.
Okay. Can I ask what you're eating?
I'm eating pork chops.
Okay. And this is the Waffle House, correct?
Yeah, this is the Waffle House.
Okay, and,
we also sell used electronics.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was wondering, how much would it cost for something?
You want to buy an old TV? Like, a really old TV. Like, it ain't even got color.
Am I talking to a customer or an employee?
Nah, I'm just here. But I'm looking at the TV, and I want to know if you want to go in half on it with me.
Oh, yeah, sure, man. How much?
Huh? $15?
How much? That's it?
$15. $7.50 a piece. We can do this.
Okay, is it actually for sale?
It's for sale. They're trying to sell it. I'm trying
right,
to
man.
Get it. If you want, come on, get up here. Hurry
okay,
up before this motherfucker gets out of here. Come on. I'll see you when you get here.
Okay,
was that a friend of yours?
No, actually, that's some random Waffle House. I was calling them yesterday, and they kept answering all weird, too.
That was
yesterday. I asked them if they were 420 friendly, and they got all mad at me.
Maybe it was an employee. She actually put an employee on the phone.
Yeah, because yesterday I was talking to them, and then they put on some Indian accent and pretended they were Verizon tech support.
Bastards. Everyone's getting the best of us on prank calls tonight. It's just not working out. I think it's time to end the show early, thanks to Coleman.
All right.
God well, damn it. Take that, Coleman.
Well, he just sounds like a kid. Like, how can he be doing the customer survey? You know, like, and he's like, they're going to take it for real, ever.
I think that was
should try to play a girl.
I think it was an employee.
Yeah, but I mean, but still, like, he should try sounding like a little fucking broad.
Yep, that's what I did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Another lovely day, buddy.
Do you listen to Madhouse, Matt, or have you listened, you know, past?
I haven't lately. I do when I'm on. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time listening to fucking phone shows. Like, I try to listen to them, and I just laugh way too fucking much, man. It's like...
That's a good thing.
Because I just want to put them on and, like, go to sleep. And then I'm just, like, fucking laughing, and then I was, like, coughing. Like, you sent, you know, like, a coffin fit with that pizza fucking goddamn party call thing the other day.
Oh, the video?
Like, yeah, I started just fucking choking and shit, and, like, you with the, what, you bought those fucking goddamn, the Frosties and returned them in 91?
Frosty.
You went to a Wendy's and bought like three drinks, and then you drove back through the drive-thru and like handing them back to him.
I do so much crap. I can't remember anything.
Yeah,
I didn't remember half those pizza calls we made. Like I went through all the old shows and found them.
Yeah.
And if people don't know what we're talking about, they should go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. And there's two new videos up there. One of them's the Target Black Friday thing, and the other one is all the pizza things we've been doing the past couple months, like best of.
Pizza stuff. It's so ridiculous how easy they are to give that shit up.
Yep. And after 3 months, too, it's still, I don't know. I'd say our success rate is maybe 50% now instead of 75%.
Yeah. But, I mean, all we got to do is move to Papa John's or something.
Oh, yeah. People have been telling me that for months, and I don't know. It just seems funny to stick with Domino's.
Yeah, it does, because they're such bad pizza.
That way,
man.
Like, all the pizza companies can't gang up on me and sue me. It'll just be Domino's against my attorney.
I don't know if they can sue you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You've got the Jewiest attorney out of Jewtown, too, don't you?
Not like I have an attorney. Like, I have nothing.
Yeah, you'll be all right, man.
I'll use a public defender. I'm poor.
Public defender.
So, Domino's, if you're listening, you know, it's going to be really easy. May as well just sue me.
Can't get blood from the stone, you cocksuckers.
Also, everyone should go to youtube.com/RBCP. There's this new cell phone hacking video, and then there's a video of Gordo, who sent me a bunch of phone stuff that was awesome. I have like an 8-foot tall iPhone poster now.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, like your shit doesn't pop up in my subscriptions all the time, man.
Oh, I banned you. I'm sick of your shit. Your comments and everything. No,
ouch.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't know why.
Because all I say is like, neat, buddy. Nice, buddy.
Yep. I'm sick of your bullshit, man.
Yeah. You need to fucking make the fucking more lengthy comments, you son of a bitch. I know it's neat. That's why I put it on the internet, you fuck.
Hey, this is Matt Hillock. Saying, don't be a fag, grow some balls. Call into the phone show 505-796-4020. Pussy.
Love it.
That's the best.
I'm liking the I Dream of Jeannie too, man.
Yeah. I didn't know Will Smith did a song to I Dream of Jeannie. I was listening to Pandora in the car the other day and it came on. And he did like Girls Are Nothing But Trouble. And sort of remember that song, but I didn't know it was in. I don't know how I don't remember that because I was really into that show when I was a youngin'. Hi, Gregulate.
Hey guys.
How's the show going for you?
I'm thinking it's a good show this week. You guys are doing good.
Really?
Yeah.
Matt Hillick, you're doing good too.
Thanks, buddy.
That's your name.
I've been ill, so I'm feeling well, finally.
Aw. Well, while you're on the subject of YouTube, I just want to say there's a really good one if anyone visits Matt Hillick's YouTube of him just like wandering. It's when you guys were at DEF CON last year. It's him just walking through like a casino, really supremely drunk, and just like being drunk out of his mind.
Really? And at DEF CON?
It was from like when he was away from everybody else.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Don't you remember it, Hillick? He's gone.
What? Hillick's gone?
I think he left to go get pee or something.
To go get
or vomit.
Pee. Hey, do you want to call a... I'm pretty sure it's not going to work, so it's going to be like pretty much nothing. But I got a complainer that's complaining about Subway.
Hell yes.
Okay. All right.
Matt Hillicking around.
Hillick.
What video are you pointing them to?
Okay.
The one where you're at DEF CON where you just like were the only one left awake.
Yeah.
And you're wandering through like a casino just drunk as fuck. And you're just like
talking
so...
to the wizard fucking slap machine.
Lord, it was just like a study in a really drunk guy.
Lord Winterberry is showing I Dream of Jeannie on Tiny Chat. Oh yeah, Evie, she's in the middle of watching I Dream of Jeannie right now. She told me the other day. She just downloaded them all. And I downloaded them all like a month ago. For whatever reason, I don't know why, but my daughter is in three seasons into I Dream of Jeannie.
It's so weird because I can't think of any reason to like that would just be depraved sexual fantasies. Like if I had that genie, bro.
It's an awesome show.
I would be like.
It's funny, like every episode she watches, and I'll see it, and I remember every single one. There hasn't been one she's watched yet that I don't remember from when I was a kid.
Wow.
And like build me a cocaine house and a lot of money. Fucking blow me all day. Genie.
what the hell was that guy's problem? He didn't want anything from her?
Yeah,
I know. He was gay. Okay. He had to have been gay.
Alright, so, Matt, you missed this part. I'm calling a complainer. She says, don't ever...
Okay.
And she's not... I tried to call earlier and she didn't answer, so it's probably not going to work out. But she says, don't ever eat Subway in Wayne.
Can I get this call, Brad?
Yeah, sure. It's Wayne, Nebraska. It says their customer service sucks. I got three subs tonight, and two of them, the bread was fully cooked. I took them back and complained. They wouldn't exchange them, nor give me my money back. All they offered me was, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Poor Andrea. Her name's Andrea.
Bread was fully cooked. That doesn't make any sense.
God damn it, Matt. Fully cooked.
Fully
cooked. Can you believe it?
That's awful.
People that complain about fast food are so stupid.
I don't think we should call her because I don't know.
Oh, come on.
No,
we
I mean,
gotta.
I think she has a point.
Brad.
Fucking Subway.
You son of a bitch.
I'm trying to call it. Skype's doing its crazy thing again.
Oh.
Okay, let me try again. Sometimes you gotta put the plus on it.
You're a plus.
Only sometimes. Your mom's a plus.
Some mostly they come out at night. Mostly,
it's telling me invalid phone number.
What?
Here, I'll hang up on you, Greg Late. Maybe that'll help.
No.
Stupid. It won't.
Maybe it is a fucking goofy number.
I called it on. I called it on Google Voice earlier, and it worked just fine.
Well, it's not me.
Wait, look at it. Wait.
No, it's right. It's 10 digits.
172.
Matt's counting the digits.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, you never know, man.
Man, I had to take a drug test today. Oh, God.
Oh, that always sucks.
How'd that work out for you?
It was for a job that I probably am not going to get now.
If they spend the money on the piss test, are you going to come up hot?
What?
Are you going to come up hot?
I don't know. I may, because...
Yeah, but if they spend... Because, like, drug tests cost, like, $1,000. So if they spend...
I just hung up on everyone. Wait, no, don't call the group. Gosh darn it. Okay, hold on. Matt. Call Matt.
Hey, poopy booty.
Sorry about that. Okay, I'm going to try and call Andrea once more.
What the hell's happening here?
That's usually a sign that they want you if they send you to the piss test.
So what do you think is going to... What? They're just going to... They'll see I have...
Yeah, if you got shit in your system, they'll be like, fuck you. In like 2 weeks, you'll get a couple weeks work out of it.
Damn it.
Okay, I can't call this number, this complainer. I don't know what to do.
That's weird.
I swear it worked earlier. I really need to get Google Voice hooked up through my system here so I can call people on Google Voice when this happens.
I'm really such a good prank phone caller, too. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm, like, the best.
Here, let's do a test. Let's see if I can call Domino's.
Trevor says drug test costs $80.
Yeah.
Really?
That so.
What is Domino's, Jamie, so we can be pickup or delivery?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Domino's. Were you having a problem with prank callers a few weeks ago? They impersonated the corporate office and, you know, got some of your customers' phone numbers?
No.
Do you know anything about this?
No.
So I'm pretty sure it happened 2 months ago. Maybe you weren't working that shift?
No.
Oh, okay. We're having problems with the computer tonight, and it seems like the orders aren't coming through, and I need the phone numbers of your last five customers.
No, that's all right. I played this game with you guys about 100 times the last 5 years. You're not going to get them from me, bud.
Okay.
You fucker.
Zing.
He's out. Yes.
You can see his, like, tight
hung up.
You can see his tight-lipped, like, chagrin smirk.
I'm really sad that time I went into Domino's and was all crazy at him. I didn't get to see Jamie or Keith. It was just some random girl working there that I didn't know.
Yeah.
These guys, they gotta just be awesome for working at Domino's for 5 years.
You've been dealing with you guys for 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
It's so crazy.
Well, for one thing, the phone show's only been on for 3 years. Oh, and that reminds me, last week, I forgot, it was the anniversary show. Our first show was March 16th, 2009.
Oh my god, so. you gotta have like a big blowout. When's the fifth anniversary?
In 2 years. What year are we on? we're in year three.
Fifth anniversary? I'll be dead by then, man.
So it hasn't been 5 years, but I've been pranking that particular Domino's myself for like 20 years or something.
So maybe it has been 5 years for him.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't really start calling him again.
He's fucking furious. Like, I don't know how you don't joke that shit off. I've never been at work and gotten like a prank call, though, but there's no way I'd be upset about it.
Yeah, same here.
You know,
I would go with it.
Like the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Everyone should be like the Waffle House.
Yeah. You want to? We got a old black and white TV. You want to go halves on it?
Yep. That was pretty great.
That video of everything that Gordo sent you, by the way, that you put up on YouTube, that was pretty great. All the stuff he sent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I still got
the canister
right
that it came in was the best part.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with it. I'm just going to hang it up or something. I don't know.
I wonder how many times that got searched.
So much work into that canister. I mean, maybe he didn't. Maybe that's just what he does. But looks like he spray painted stencils or something on it.
Yeah, it looked good. It was cool.
I'll send it to you. I don't want that stupid shit.
All right, I'll send you some Yingling in return.
All right, you can send it back with Yingling in it.
Okay. Yeah.
It can be the travel parcel.
I was at a liquor store last weekend, or this past weekend, and I looked for Yingling. I didn't have any.
Yeah, it's a...
I gotta go to some...
It's odd to get it that, especially that far fucking west, man.
People should call it in. 505-796-4020.
Yeah,
I'm tired
call
of talking
in,
to
faggots.
I hung up.
Dirt.
I hung up on Evie, and now I'm stuck with... Gregulate, so.
Yeah, look at Evie. Look what you did. Now it's just a big sausage fest.
Call Evie back.
Nah. I have a note here in my show notes, like, from a month ago. Like, guess what, everyone? There are more episodes of... I didn't really write guess what, but...
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. The Lateness TV show. I got them all uploaded.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/Lateness2000.
You have an assload.
Yep, yep. And I actually haven't watched them fully yet. I need to do that soon.
I can't watch them. I saw the one of him making out with his, like, grandfather. I just drew the line.
Hi, New Mexico.
Hey, Brad. I just wanted to call in and say that Gordo and Not Brad are the two best members of the PLA. And, or, sorry, fuck, not Gordo. Gregulate.
No, Gordo.
And
Gordo
should, yeah. You should give them a raise and reduce the amount of forced labor that you make them do as a result of that.
I will take your suggestion into serious
No, I don't want to hear your shit. No, okay, bye.
That guy's a genius.
He is. Oh, look who's calling. Hey, Not Brad.
Wow. Hey. What Do you think this just happened?
What a coincidence. Some guy calls in, talks about how amazing Not Brad is, and then immediately he calls in. It sounds kind of fishy to me.
Not Brad. And he's in the back. He's in the background.
Yeah, it's because he had his phone configured differently to call in as the other guy.
Yeah.
Your suggestion into serious.
No, I don't
want to
hear your shit.
Everyone, Evie showing her pussy licking a cactus on Titan Chat.
OMG.
Nice.
Hey, oh, shit.
Hey, Not Brad.
Here he is.
What's going on?
Speaking of you, I want to play this thing for people.
Oh, dear.
It's the phone show. We're going to make some calls. It's the phone show. Hold on to your balls. It's the phone show. Grab another beer. It's the phone show. Keep it tuned right here.
Call us at 505-796-4020.
That was pretty fucking awesome.
That was awesome.
That might be my favorite.
Oh, that was the first time I've heard it all the way through since I made it, so I'm glad it turned out all right.
Yeah. I always cringe when I hear my own stuff.
You made that?
Yeah.
Yeah, how else did he do it? Oh, you thought it was Fiverr.
I liked it.
You made it Gregulate?
Yeah, I made it.
Yeah, it was Gregulate. You did a real good job.
Holy shit, dude. That was awesome. Yeah, that was fucking, that was really awesome.
I made it and I sent the file to Not Brad and I had him play it.
And put his name on it. Put Not Brad's name on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And change his voice, my voice, to sound like his. Exactly. But yeah.
Very talented.
It was very,
Thanks, guys.
It was very Gunner-like.
Yeah. That was my inspiration.
That's
was
a good
Gunner.
Thing.
Gunner. Whatever happened to that kid?
Yeah, I miss Gunner too. Gunner,
I do,
Gunner, Jen.
I remember doing the fun show song, like drunk in the afternoon with him, and we're like, it's fun and it's a show. It's also a show. It's fun show.
Yep. He was much more serious with the one he submitted to Roxy, but
yeah, I know. But this was just like it was like sunlight drunk, which is always weird, you know.
Yeah. Gunner was awesome, though. He needs to come back.
Yep. I wish he hadn't died.
Yeah, that was sad.
Fucking rest in peace, brother.
Yeah.
Put a little laugh for him.
Right here.
Did you guys hear that Virginia is passing a law where it's a felony to make prank calls in the state of Virginia?
You gotta be shitting me.
Uh-oh. Nope.
Why?
I heard this on Carlito's show on the podcast I listened to last night.
That's fucking disturbing.
Yeah, but I want to know how that works. Like, are they going to extradite out of state?
When does it constitute a prank?
Because if they can't extradite out of state people, if it's only like within the state, I want to start just pranking the hell out of Virginia and just see if people like, oh, you know, they passed a law, you're going to get arrested for this.
Maybe it's from Virginia.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because how else could they do it? It has to be that.
Yeah.
It has to be from Virginia and to Virginia. Otherwise,
yeah, that's really gay. It's just like a big firewall.
And I did a Google search on it, and I don't see like where Virginia has like a big problem with prank calls.
We should call some Virginia numbers right now in honor of it and ask them.
Who would we call? Like businesses or people?
What?
Businesses or people?
people.
I guess either or.
Hey, what if we call them and we ask them to support the new law? I don't know if it's actually a law yet or if it's a bill.
We should try to lobby for it. Let's do it. I'm trying to look for
it. Because we're going to come. We're out in your garden. Fucking your garden gnomes. I'm fucking your above ground pool, you dirty cunt.
I'm looking for numbers right now.
Oh, okay. I am too, but I'm kind of failing.
We should call it TGI Fridays in Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah.
And try to,
that
and
won't
try to
be
see.
Loud.
Damn it, Matt.
Whatever. We've called it Fridays.
What are we going to say to them?
That was just the first business that I saw.
Ah, okay. I'm doing
good
it.
Good choice.
It's going to happen. Not Brad just said his trademark thing. Good choice. Good choice. From the pizza video.
Good choice.
Yeah. Every time Not Brad calls in, I'm going to be like, say it.
Good choice.
Good choice, Brad.
Good choice.
This is catchphrase.
Good choice. Hear us all his Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this
Sir,
is a...
Jeff Fridays, how may I help you?
This is a prank call. What the fuck are you going to do about it?
This is a prank call. What the fuck are you going to do about it?
Yep.
What, do you got some laws there now, faggot? You going to hide behind your fucking laws?
You know what we think of your laws?
Wait, you got me stumped on what?
Have you heard about the new law in Virginia about banning prank phone calls, sir?
No, I did not know there was a law. Hey, you guys, the prank phone call.
Well, we're trying to...
See, this is how Matt would act if someone prank called him.
He said it's a prank phone call. He said there's a law in Virginia now trying to ban prank phone calls.
Hey, can you put a customer on.
Yeah,
so we're
Yeah, hold on. We're going to put a customer on. Hold on.
Look good. Let me talk.
He's coming. This guy's name is Dustin.
Dustin, the bus boy.
What's poppin', playa?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with TGI Fridays.
Huh?
This is Kevin from the corporate office with TGI Fridays. Who am I speaking with?
Who is this?
This is Kevin from the corporate office with TGI Fridays. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dustin. What's up?
I don't know what's... Are you an employee there? He shouldn't be handing the phone to customers.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you an employee there? He shouldn't be handing the phone to customers.
I'm just a fucking drunk, dude.
Oh, okay.
Hey, all right, could you drop the freestyle on us?
Yeah, what's do that? It.
You got some
Yeah,
rhymes?
I'll drop a freestyle on you, dude.
Yeah.
You ready? Hey. You ready for this shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's fucking Dustin. I'll fucking kick your ass, you pussy.
Nice, dude. Nice.
You like that, right?
Good choice,
that
bro.
That was the best ever.
Hell yeah.
Are you Dustin Diamond from Saved by the Bell?
Yeah. Saved by the Bell. I'll fucking kick your fucking ass, you fucking bitch.
We're gonna have you.
What are you doing, man?
We're gonna have you arrested for making prank calls, sir.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Cool deal, man.
All right, we win.
Hey, man, I got a question for you, man. Where's the fucking chronic at in Roanoke?
So what do you need, man?
Dude, I'm trying to smoke some fucking reefer, man.
How much money you got, bro?
Dude, I got tons of money, man.
It's too bad you're so lame you don't know where to get it. You loser.
Yeah, really, dude.
Take that.
Idiot.
Lame.
Hey, Herbal Bacon.
Lame jerk.
I like he said reefer. That's what
I'm just trying to score some reefer, man. I'm really cool.
I like saying reefer. I like
Herbal on the phone.
It's specifically not... I like saying reefer. Terrible bacon.
This is like the dream team of PLA members on the call right now.
Except for Herbal Bacon. I'm going to hang up on him. Fuck you, Herbal.
No.
Oh.
Just kidding.
I like Herbal. What's
just
wrong
kidding.
You He's can, got the whitest teeth ever.
You can be here because I'm getting ready to quit the show. So it's all right.
Yeah.
After show. After show. It's also a show and it's an after show.
You guys should do an after show without me.
I made
there
that.
Better be an after show.
Fuck that. No after show.
You just made the first call right now. How is there not going to be an after
We've
show?
We've done like four calls. They've just all been huge
failures.
Oh, yeah.
Four calls. No. There's going to be an after show.
What's another business?
I'm down for a bit of one, Brad, if you are.
What happened to the good old days?
I don't want to pull nothing crazy. Hey, I'm pulling fucking goddamn a lot of medicine and a lot of beer.
Let's break some laws.
Yeah, that what sounds are other good. Businesses?
If anyone has information about this law in Virginia about prank calls, they should send it to me. Send me information.
Think of other businesses.
Hey, UK Ted.
I want to be extradited to Virginia.
We need to find out the people in charge of this law and start prank calling them a bunch.
Yeah.
It seems to be like they can't possibly be anything better to do in Virginia if they have to legislate against prank phone calls.
I mean, it's illegal already, right? It's
life,
you know, being a nuisance.
Virginia, is it like Eden in Virginia? They have no other problems there. They decide that they have to legislate prank.
It's
phone
not
calls.
Illegal already, Brad.
No,
they
I know.
Do have a lot of steak buffets.
No,
and
there's
stuff.
Some kind of law where you can get in trouble for prank calling people. Like, you know,
are you sure?
Yeah,
you can get harassment and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Harassment
when,
yeah. Or
when you call after they say to stop calling. And
yeah, but isn't that just a different law?
Maybe it's just not as severe as a law of a. Oh well, no, it's a misdemeanor.
We need less laws, not more.
The thing in Virginia, yeah. It makes it a felony instead of a misdemeanor. So like you can just
fuck bullshit. So it'll ruin your life forever.
Yeah, fuck that.
And you won't be able to vote.
You get drunk and make a prank call, your life's over with.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Welcome to America.
Whitney Houston week. Fucking prank phone called every week and she was fine.
What?
And I will always make prank phone calls.
I'll listen to Matt sing for the next 10 minutes before the show ends. 5 minutes. Fuck 10 minutes.
Brad's just counting down the end of the show
today. I
want
to prank call with somebody.
I know.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Ooh, I just want to prank call with somebody. With somebody who loves me. Someone who... The best is that I'm taking a piss as I'm singing this.
Yeah, it makes it sound
really good. That is the best.
Stop while you're singing.
That is the best.
The best. All right, I'm going to start giving you numbers, Brad. Are you ready?
Yeah, I can call one, and then it's over. The show's over. I wasn't even going to do a show tonight.
There's
so
one.
Be happy this happened.
Come on, man. You break my heart if you don't do a show, man.
Who? Yeah.
You gotta tell me days before if you're not.
I got this one, guys. Yeah. I got this one.
Thank you for calling Applebee's in Maitland, featuring our curbside to go. This is Sarah. How may I help you?
Yeah, do you guys have bread there?
Do we have what?
Bread.
Bread? Yeah, like what kind of bread?
Well, it's the staple food prepared by cooking a dough of flour and water and often additional ingredients, and it's usually baked, but in some cuisines, breads are actually steamed or fried or even baked in an unbroiled frying pan. And it may be leavened or unleavened. Like, do you guys add salt, fat, or leavening agents, such as yeast or baking soda?
Repeat your question again.
Hello? Do you guys add unleavened products such as salt, fat, agents, or yeast, or baking soda?
I'm sure we do, but I'll... Hang on 1 second.
No, ma'am? Ma'am? Fucking bitch.
What the hell?
That was a good one. That was really good.
Good choice.
Thanks for your support, Brad.
I gotta put that,
Brad.
Dun, 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 dun,
and I'm done for the night.
No, that was good. That was alright.
Dan, I'll help you.
Yeah, I was asking about your bread.
Okay, what about our bread?
Well, did you know that it's colloquially referred to as the staff of life?
No.
Well, bread has been prepared for at least 30,000 years, and the development of leavened bread can probably be traced to prehistoric times. So I was just wondering if you guys have salt, fat, or yeast and baking soda in your breads.
I'm sure we do.
You do?
I'm sure we do, yeah.
Well, I shit on your face.
You have a great day, sir.
I shit all over your face.
God bless.
See, we can't do any more prank calls. We got to end with that because that was amazing.
Shitting on a face.
That was amazing.
I didn't want to talk to him anymore.
That was amazing. That was awesome.
Human bread.
It wasn't going anywhere.
Good choice, Gravy Lake. Good choice.
Fuck all of you.
Cheers. No, it was good, dude.
Let's just read Wikipedia to people all night.
Yeah. For some reason, yeah.
Next time I'm bored, I'm going to do that.
I like the idea of calling places with, like, bread in the name and just start, like, demanding answers from the Wikipedia page.
Yes. That's actually a good idea.
Is it? I think you guys...
Balcanera bread. Is it truly called the Staff of Life? The Asiago with cheese?
I think you guys should do that on the after show that you guys are going to have without me.
Oh, you're really not going to be there, Carter.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe for like 10 minutes or something.
Come on.
That's fine. 10 minutes will turn into half an hour.
Hey, before we go, I want to say like Weeping Angel from Tiny Chat is amazing because he's listening to the show on a phone handset, like an old-fashioned phone handset. Wow. He's just like...
Really?
That's what he does, like a movie night. He holds it up to his ear and listens to the movie. That's his sound, apparently.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
So we love you, Weeping Angel.
And he is
an badass.
What's that?
Weeping Angel. That's an awesome name.
Everyone, if you're looking at Tiny Chat, pay attention to Herbal Bacon's teeth right now.
I'm pretty sure Weeping Angel sounds like a euphemism for a really bad STD.
Yeah.
Probably.
Cupid's measles or something.
Did you guys learn anything?
If I don't hear back from you, Brad, I love you. And, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Herbal.
We love you too, Herbal.
I mean, there's an after show. I'll come.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you could just stay on.
Good night.
We can organize an after show. You know, before I hang up.
I learned a lot about bread
tonight.
I learned so much about bread.
One of these days, I'm going to get organized like taxi driver.
I know what Matt learned.
I might have some semen for the fat girl.
That was awesome.
Oh, wow. Hey, Brad, can I make a request?
Of course.
Can you play that, like, that dubstep song you played last week, I think it was?
Dubstep?
Which one is it?
I think it was, like,
the dubstep intro.
Oh, yeah, I can play the intro.
That was really good.
I'll play the intro as the outro song. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Well, you're going to hear it next.
Oh, it's awesome. It's fucking awesome.
Spessa, did you learn anything tonight?
I think you started your period, and it's dripping all down your legs.
Spessa.
That's a weeping angel.
Yeah, that's what we call it. I call it chinky eye with a cut eyeball, but you know.
The dubstep thing is by Dubstep Man, and that's nice. What I'm going to play next.
Awesome. Good night, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Hang around, you creep.
Oh, Evie. Hi, Evie.
Hi.
Bye, Evie.
Evie.
Hey, Evie.
We're going to play dubstep now.
Okay. Sounds good. What,
Evie's dubstep? Here for the after show.
Yeah.
I'm here for the dubstep.
I am sitting on the sofa. There's a TV in the corner. I am watching Major Nelson. He is played by Larry Hagman.
Genie!
And he found a little bottle and Doc Pop Barbara Eden, but she couldn't show her belly button. All she did was blink. Da 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 da.
Good evening, Major Nelson.
Tony Nelson works at NASA with suspicious Dr. Bellows. And there's also Roger Healy, who would become Howard Borden.
Genie!
And Genie always means well, but they get in wacky trouble. She folds her arms and blinks her eyes. It's kind of like Bewitched.
Genie!
Genie!
Yes, Master.
Oh, the reruns will continue on the TV as I'm watching.